Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Howie Goss. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Weakley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Culp. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Ray Culp. And now, play ball. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Goss strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Warwick hits a line drive into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Covington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Staub reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bateman strikes out. One out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weakley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Goss is 0-for-1 in the game. Goss strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wine hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Culp bunts in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Wine moves to second. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. 1 out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Warwick is 0-for-1 in the game. Warwick strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs scoops it up and throws to first, with Culp covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Covington is 0-for-1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels misplays the ball. That's an error on Runnels. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Severs is 0-for-1 in the game. Severs hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Phillies. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dalrymple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Weakley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Weakley is 0-for-1 in the game. Weakley hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lillis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Lillis moves to second. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goss is 0-for-2 in the game. Goss hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Goss reaches second base with a double. Lillis scores. Brown moves to third. It's 2-1, Phillies. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Culp is 0-for-0 in the game. Culp hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Runnels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hoke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0-for-2 in the game. Warwick hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2. And the Astros won. The Astros will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing left field. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Weakley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weakley is 0-for-2 in the game. Weakley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lillis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lillis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Lillis reaches second base with a double. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Warwick. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoke is 0 for 2 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. Dalrymple moves to third. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a fly ball into left field. Weakley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Howie Goss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goss hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Runnels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Severs fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Fazio pinch runs for Pete Runnels. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Warwick is 0 for 3 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Astros 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ernie Fazio now playing second base. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 3 in the game. Callison bunts towards third. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. One out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Callison. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Callison steals third. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 4-1, Phillies. Don McMahon now pitching. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Severs hits a fly ball into center field. Goss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McMahon, and towards Lillis, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Frank Torre now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bateman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Weakley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Weakley is 0-for-3 in the game. Weakley takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler pinch hits for Bob Lillis. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1-0. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Weakley moves to second. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 4, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.